If a student takes four courses and gets A's in two but fails the other two, he receives a GPA of 2.0, or a C average. The two zeros drag down the two A's. If zero were nothing, the student could claim that the grades for the courses he failed did not exist and demand a 4.0 average. His dean would laugh at such logic. Without a positional notation system, arithmetic is tedious and hard, as schoolchildren learn when teachers force them to multiply or subtract with Roman numerals. In Roman numerals, CLIV is 154, whereas XLII is 42. Maddeningly, both numbers have L, 50, as the second symbol, but the two L's aren't equivalent because the second is modified by the preceding X, which subtracts 10 from it to make 40. Even though both CLIV and XLII are four-digit numbers, the left-hand symbol in the first number, C, cannot be directly compared with the left-hand symbol in the second, X. Positional notation symbols take the aggravation out of arithmetic. Sterling's stela in Tres Zapotes bore a long count date of 7.16.6.16.18. The implication is that by 32 BC, the Olmec already had all three calendars and zero to boot. One can't be sure because the date does not include a zero or a reference to the other calendars. But it is hard to imagine how one could have a long count without them. Tentatively, therefore, archaeologists assign the invention of zero to sometime before 32 BC, centuries ahead of its invention in India. How long before 32 BC? The carved cadaver in San Jose Mogote may give a hint. In Mesoamerican cultures, the date of one's birth was such an important augury of the future that people often acquired that day as their name. It was as if coming into the world on New Year's Day were such a sign of good fortune that children born on that day would be named January 1.